Welcome to Why Do We Hang Out, episode 72. We're all here this time.
Yeah.
Yay.
It never fucking happened. We're going to be here for the next one, too.
Yay!
Because we record these two at a time.
He's going to be a fucking cunt not
holy balls.
He's going to do it. I swear to fuck, I hate you so much.
Well, now that you gave him that fucking idea.
No, I looked at him and his eyes said, not a word. See, and now he can't not do it now because it's compulsive.
Justin,
and
I see, love hate you see, so much.
See, he's doing, I will break your hands. I hate you so much. Game on.
Game on.
He just waved that piece of shit. Game on.
Game on.
I'm Justin, you know, game on, whatever. My name's Justin. I guess I showed up once in a while.
I don't sound anything like that. So game
Justin
on.
Fucking end it.
Game on.
I'm gonna cut you out, Justin.
Just cut him out. God.
Here the whole time.
By the way, I loved the end of the phone call one with all it's 90.
A good child.
So at the end of the month, 90. We'll be able to get him. So even with the 8,
I wonder if he's
going to
be a 5-star if it's a 90.
Coming out, I think he'll be a 3 or 4. I don't know if they'd give you a 5 off the bat.
All
right. But Dr. Fate's moves are dope. First thing.
Okay.
It's wicked.
Can you describe those sexy moves to me right now?
His primary one, Incantation of Ra, does 6% of real damage if he's debuffed.
Oh, okay.
So as long as he's not buffed, he does
6% more.
Yeah, every time, and it's real damage. It's not a crit. It's all like a guarantee of real damage.
Cool.
Blessing of Naboo does 10% shield on everybody.
All right, cool.
Which is nice. I think it would be great stacked with Lantern. Like, he'd be a good team support.
Oh yeah, no, especially Lantern would.
Have you seen this shit yet?
No, borrow dibs first.
Okay.
What? No.
Yep.
I want to come over.
That's cool. I'm way fine with that. I'm watching the shit out of that.
Are you gonna watch it tonight?
If I can't watch it tonight, I'll watch it tomorrow after Kale gets out of school, because he's going to shoot me if he can't see it with me.
Fuck.
Right. Yeah, it's worth watching with Kale, man. It's way fucking good. You saw it in the theaters, didn't you? Yeah. No? I thought you did.
I wanted to, but then everyone was busy that night.
I think we all were, too.
Yeah, everyone was
Yeah, because it was like a fucking Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday or Thursday or something.
What the fuck keeps unplugging from the goddamn computer?
Ah.
That awkward totally. Silence is just it's priceless.
I know. We're not recording though, are we?
Yeah, we are actually.
Like, I didn't even know. See, hey guys, we probably gonna start recording, and then
you know,
gonna
we could get
the
Wayne World. You know,
no, fuck
yeah,
you,
no,
Wayne World.
No. See, Wayne's we do World. That when you're not here,
yeah.
But apparently you're here, and this fuck just goes off the rails.
Well, because
gets all
time,
Wes Craven, he goes,
it's
"I'm counting the money, just hang
hatred
up the monkey.
Towards me." So he wants you know to collect that all. That's all it is.
Yeah, passive aggressiveness. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's
see
it.
That. Yeah.
That's
his silence
it.
Is proving the point. So
what silence?
No, why would I? We're not talking about you.
Oh,
we were just talking. You
out
assumed
loud
that it was about you.
And directed.
We had you in our thoughts though.
Hey. Oh.
Yeah. You could fix the computer, I guess.
Because you can change. You know where the mic is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's called the mic stand.
Yeah, keep the mic right in front of your face. Cut like this. Put it like this. Not like this. Like this.
Yeah, no, the rest of you fucking
do. Multitasking.
Just hit it with a hammer.
Yeah.
It's made in China.
I don't know why.
Hey, if it's made in Taiwan.
Oh, Taiwan, that's why.
You know.
Not China.
They're all made in
fucking
Taiwan.
Donald Trump, dude. That's how every one of these is going to start.
Real half adult, half haha question.
Uh-oh.
No.
This whole week.
Depressing?
You guys, that's what I needed to know. How have you guys emotionally been this week? Not other than like adult life stuff, have you felt, and this is going to sound way first world. I mean, we're not in like
Syria. I had rum at 8:15 in the morning watching that
See, I did.
I woke up on purpose just to watch it.
I just worked.
I was at work, or else I might have had some rum in my coffee.
No, rum and coffee was my morning watch.
I was jerking off. I don't know what you guys are doing.
I had already done that. I was at work.
Wait, yeah, you're at work. You can't do nothing.
That's how he fills out his paperwork at work.
Yeah. They're like, how much do I care about this inauguration day? I'm going to rub one out because I have better things to do.
Right?
Like rubbing one out. But I'm just saying, like, this week, up to the day, did you guys just feel like
my biggest
a real
fucking
sense of encroaching dread, like on a real level? Like the, you know, like you have that bad feeling, like an off day. You're like, I don't know, something just doesn't feel right today in the universe.
Like it's too quiet.
Kind
of. Something's
like
happening.
Something's off in the universe. It's a little shifted to the left in a weird way. Like everything feels a little,
Well, you know,
or is that just me?
I think,
no.
We've all been talking about the fucking, cabinet positions and all their confirmation hearings, and apparently they
it's
don't
like,
need
no,
ethics reviews
no,
anymore.
No, no, yeah. no.
Mad
Stop
Dog, maybe
stupid idiots.
Like whatever, Mad Dog, fine. Yeah, kinda.
Bernie's calling them out though.
No.
Bernie's calling everybody out.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think...
But Betsy DeVos, dude.
As I
this bitch,
I
can't.
On the internet.
He just made that meter go red, son. That was great.
Yeah, I did peek it a little.
You don't usually
but
do that ever.
No, because
fuck
that
this bitch, like.
Seriously, doesn't know a goddamn thing about education, period.
And then they ask her about lead, and I'm like, all right.
We'll keep that in the frame of mind. No, you fucking won't.
I have children that are
yeah.
that benefit from lead.
Yes.
Yeah. It just blows my mind when they ask her questions. They're like, "This is." It's like if you had
we'll
a
leave
job
it to the states.
You.
I don't know. We'll
it's,
fucking
it's
contract
not,
it
I
out.
Get it as like
I'm,
you fucking work that way.
I'm greatly concerned about grizzly bears.
Right? God. On a list of things. Like, it blows my mind with how she goes about it. It's like you were looking for a job, and she was like, oh, she comes in and she's applying for the said job.
Yeah.
And in terms of the job, you're like, so what could you do in this field? Well, grizzly bears. What about them?
Well, that just proves that she doesn't proofread fucking anything. She's just fucking seconds. Going for.
Hello? Why is that not coming through? I don't know.
Is it the box? But it's showing up on the thing.
I can hear Jacob.
Can you hear Jacob? Jacob, say words.
Hello? I can hear me now, but earlier I couldn't.
Okay. No, even when you were speaking.
No, I couldn't.
Well, five guys, I was sitting next to you.
Can you turn us back up?
No, yeah.
It's because I'm coming through the other.
See,
okay.
I hear him
now. Talk.
Now I hear him.
Now I can
hear
him.
Yeah, because I turned all your fucking mics off.
Oh, okay.
I think Jacob might be coming through like one.
One?
Like, one side.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And it's not the one that
do
my
we...
headphone is.
Oh, that would explain.
Yeah.
I can hear it on both headphones.
Do we need to purchase a new soundboard, you think?
No, I just bought this fucking thing.
Oh, okay.
Plus, like, the next size up, it's not like we can add one more XLR cable.
Yeah.
It's you have to add, like, six more, oh. And it's, like, twice the fucking price. And,
yeah.
And
twice the size?
Yeah, it's not necessary. Like somewhere,
yeah.
Yep.
It's fine. I'm just fucking with it.
All right.
Yeah. Anyways, before I screeched everything to a halt, fuck that bitch, right?
Yeah,
100% fuck that bitch.
That's what we were talking about.
Fuck her and her grizzly ass.
Chris was asking about just how our weeks were.
Yeah, but within that, like, is it?
Well, see,
I didn't know
off.
If it was me or not.
I think mine was off just because I did overtime on Saturday, and oh my god, I figured out how much I was making on that one day, $350.
No, that's awesome. That'd be fantastic.
I'm like, oh, I want to work Sundays or Saturdays every day.
That's it. Mine was just
my
off.
Wedding's gonna be bitching.
No, I just felt like it. I was just off. Like I was working. It was I was going through the motions of just adult life and getting shit done, and normal life stressors happen, and you know you just roll with it. Like Kale ended up having a great week. He's got a new teaching aid person, IEP thingy lady.
Have you done the IEP and shit?
We're doing it on Tuesday. We're setting all that. We like his
so
appointment
even,
stuff.
Even
but
without
the school,
a diagnosis and shit, he can get the IEP.
The
or
school's
it like,
doing it as their own little like, hey, we show
way.
This works
yeah.
kind
That's
of a
good.
Thing. Like, so we're all taking active steps. So it's kind of like a trial run.
Yeah.
His week kicked ass. Like for all intents and purposes, it should have been a pretty solid week.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, I constantly felt like I imagine Obi-Wan did when Alderaan blew up. And he was like, oh, wow, that was weird. Whole fucking planet
that whole
of
feeling
millions died.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And then I think about it in a weird way. that's not that many people. If he felt millions of people die, Earth has like 7 billion. Like,
did he really say millions?
He says millions.
He says millions.
Yeah. Right. He's like, a million souls were extinguished. And you're like, not
that's
to,
a pretty sparse planet, like, but still.
Right.
That's
see,
a million
I'm
people.
Like, so
that's
China just... could have beaten Alderaan? I mean, then the Empire's not that badass. That's... And then I go on my own little tangent of how not strong the Empire is in the context
of the
real world.
Well, it's all spread
world.
Out now throughout the galaxy.
They still
so
blew
like...
up a fucking planet.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but I'm. But
and then
saying...
the First Order said,
we're going to one-up this.
We can do it with 5 planets. we could suck a sun into this.
I genuinely thought on a list of... Not... on the millions of bad choices the Empire made over its run.
Lots of them, yeah.
Tons. We can all agree the Empire... Although...
We're not all
an
perfect,
empire,
though.
Yeah, but common sense should always...
Trump?
I was gonna say yeah. Trump, but then I'm like, those are not words that go
you
together.
You mean just put a screen up, like, for the exit
fuck
ports?
That
well,
bitch, too.
No, I'm just saying, like, yeah, no, way fuck that bitch. I'm just saying, so, like, you put time and energy and effort into building a planet-destroying weapon, okay? Reasonable. You do another one,
don't
two
we
times,
all,
right? Then
we
you
have
do another one,
times.
You do another one, and it's bigger. It's the same thing. They're like, this is literally
I bet
America's
Rogue 2,
logic.
I bet Rogue 2 is going to be before Episode 7.
They're not making Rogue 2.
Right.
You can't make Rogue 2.
So it's going to
no,
be Rogue 1 of Episode 4.
That's what he, yeah. Wow. But I'm saying, like, you build a planet destroyer, right? And you're like, okay. So first you had the ships. They're like, okay, we have a planet destroyer. Okay, I get it. That's, you know, that is a terrifying thing.
Wait, I need to go then... back to this Rogue 2 shit because the FedEx Express guy at one of my big places... He thinks we're nerd like allies, and I don't like him. And he's like, "Well, I don't like that they didn't have the fucking the scroll." And I'm like, "Yeah, because it's not part of canon.
Yeah,
don't
it's
be
a
dumb.
Fucking Star
no,
Wars.
No, it is
story.
Part of canon, but
it's
a Star Wars
it's
story.
Not,
it is
not
part
you
of
don't,
the
saga.
Saga.
It, yeah, it's
you
part of canon.
It.
It's not part of the saga.
It's
yeah,
fucking
yeah.
different.
Yeah. No, I didn't even know.
Is that what you said?
They made that point very clear. I was
he
like,
and I,
shit, bitch.
He and I started going at him like, you're dumb. And I went into my truck and left. But then he always tries to get this fucking, like, oh, we're nerd brothers. And I'm like, no.
Oh, you're Justin's you.
Your nerd is dumb, like anime and shit. My nerd's cool. Like comic books. Yeah. Anyways.
What?
Going back.
You, just need to
you
vent?
Have another Justin.
I had to vent this shit because
you have yeah. another.
No, because Justin does it on purpose. This dude's just dumb.
Okay,
I don't do
okay.
everything on purpose. I have a point to everything I do.
Go on.
Girl, that was it.
Really?
I just proved my point with my voice.
I hate you so. Much.
I missed you so much, Justin.
You could just, the ripples of silence. It just.
That's all.
Anyway, okay. The Empire, obviously a flawed system. I love.
I don't miss you anymore.
No, yeah, I unmiss you.
You miss him.
I look at it as like, yeah, like The Force Awakens, great movie, love it.
Yeah.
But when you look at, and not that movie, but just the whole idea of a Death Star or a Star Destroyer or like that level of technical complexity,
yeah.
I feel like is a waste of manpower.
Well, and the thing
even
is,
in
is
the
like,
galaxy,
probably
they made two Death Stars and they failed
no,
twice.
No, the first one was like, here is a Death Star. You're like, okay, initially you're understandably like, holy
yeah,
fuck
I get
balls.
It. I get
then
it.
You see Rogue One and you're like, okay, you understood the logic behind
and
it.
I
and
love
whole,
that
whole,
so
whole
fucking
thing,
much in that
right?
movie.
And then the Emperor is like, well, we need a thing to re-strike fear into the galaxy.
Also,
and
I
then
haven't
he
seen
American
Rogue One.
It.
Do not spoil a well, shit like
and then
you
he
did for Jacob.
There's no, you know how the movie ends, Jarrell.
Well, I know that they get the fucking plans. Do not spoil this shit like you did for Jacob.
I did. When you guys saw it, did I tell you how they get the plans?
No. About Rogue One. I'm talking about fucking Episode 7.
Yeah. Everybody saw Episode 7.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Even
but
Jesus
you,
saw Episode
but,
7.
But,
he's
but
dead.
See, the thing
before
is,
before he
kinda,
saw it, you spoiled it.
Yeah. He
well,
caught
I don't
on.
Remember it, so does it count. So
happened.
Yeah,
happened.
Sure.
It's
it probably happened,
yeah.
but
it's
I don't
literally
remember.
Literally
it,
in the group.
But
text.
I probably don't remember it. No, I actually.
It would be if
story,
I didn't have to delete my.
I have
right.
My,
I was
memory full. Memory full.
I have that problem. 64 gig phone. Our message alone was 2 gigs.
Fuck you.
2 gigs.
Yeah, damn.
Between us, and that's from the previous time I had deleted it.
I wonder how many gigs I have in messages.
Oh, yeah, go you, to your messages.
No, stop the show for
yeah,
fucking
no,
Justin
no, no.
to check
I can
his own goddamn phone.
Go to your
put the fucking phone
no,
down.
No, because I want to know his.
Oh, does it have a purpose? Yeah. Because you're getting on my fucking nerves.
Yeah, it has a purpose.
No, do it and then delete our text chain. And
no,
you'll see
I don't
want to
delete them because I have. Scroll.
I love evidence. Evidence. You said this thing this one time.
Did you realize?
But see, the thing is you resend shit all the time.
Did you see? No, we all resend shit.
We all send shit. You're like, the only one who doesn't because you don't send shit.
Yeah, you There's send for four that. Like five things a year.
Yeah, one, at best.
One every time I talked on the chat. This fucker gets on my nerves.
I'm not gonna lie. You walked.
I did.
He didn't even throw the lure out. He used the fish radar. He saw where you were at. You were like, I'm swimming.
Just keep swimming.
And he went over and just dropped a bell over you. No hook, no nothing.
And had a fucking bat symbol on it. Come on.
All right.
You were.
I was preface it for the podcast because we're just speaking over again. We were having a text chat conversation yesterday, and Justin hook, line, and sinkered Robert.
He got me.
And called him Justin. You're being a Justin Soda sober right now.
Yeah.
And like I was laughing, and Kathy goes, "What?" And I'm like, "Justin got Robert mad.
Way mad, too."
And I told her what happened. And she had like the slow burn, like the sloth in
it took a minute, like
Zootopia. And then she was laughing for like five solid minutes, like just off and on.
To be fair, though, because you're generally quiet these days on the text thing, I understand.
Got a girlfriend now, guys.
Yeah, so I get that. So I get that your guard
drives
would be
from Deer
off
Park
a
in the snow,
so
but you can't even go drive two blocks.
No. I invited her tonight and didn't want to come because she can't get rid of her kid yet.
She doesn't want to make dinner for you?
We got kids upstairs.
No. Right there is someone who has now experienced, on a real level, the joy of not parenting, but being around a child. Where you go, no, we need to get rid of the kid. As parents, you say those things, and then there are those pompous parents like, I don't say those things. You're a goddamn liar. You either pop pills or you're a raging alcoholic.
I call
alcoholic.
My kid an asshole behind his back
all the time.
All the time.
Yeah. Like anytime, like with Kale, like
sometimes
God, I'm
to
such
their face. Well, not to their face, but you want to, and then you're like,
no, but Kale,
you don't say it out loud.
See, and this is where different parenting styles come into play. Because with Kale, when he's doing it and he's being a real fucking douche, I'm like, you know what? You're being a real fucking villain right now. I was like, in every way, like, you're very Joker and Lex Luthor about your shit today. And then he doesn't like being called villains because he does not see himself as a bad guy. He is a good guy. Yeah. And so I'm like, right now, the people you would hang out with would be the Legion of Doom. That's how much of a butt you're being today.
Damn.
And then he'd be like, don't call me that. I'm like, then don't do it.
I think I'm stealing
and
that.
And then he like dials it back a little. Yeah. And then he's like, and then, like, that next day, it'll have gone better. But he'll have a day where he's being a fucking dick.
Yeah.
End of story. Doesn't matter what's going on. I was like, today you're being a bit of an ass to everybody, and that's rude.
Yeah.
And because of that, I'm like, right now, like, you should hang out with the villains. I don't hang out with bad guys. So you go in your room, you hang out with your bad guys, and you listen to the Imperial March because you're in a bad mood, because that's what he does when he's in a bad mood. He listens to the Imperial March. I already have a 13-year-old fucking child in my house. I'm like, yay, a teenager already.
I think I'm going to pull that shit on Jack because that's how he can relate to shit.
And that's like, how, and it works for Kale.
It'll work for his, because you tell him he's being rude, he's like, you're being rude, and he gets pissed and walks away. You're like, don't fucking walk away from me.
You're like, you want to go snatch by that hair and go, boom. Done. And then they're in shock. But apparently, that's abuse. But not for real.
It's way abuse, so you don't fucking do it.
So, but for real, though, with your kid, do it on a relatable level. Be like, you're being
that's
a fucking
villain
right
dude.
Now. Like, 100%. He doesn't like it in a way on a... And this, again, it's one of those, like, I don't know if I'm teaching him healthy coping mechanisms.
No, you're not.
I'm not, because I'm not good at them. Because I relate to comics more than people because they're better.
You cried at Superman.
Like,
the people in this house are the people I like the most in the world.
Right?
I don't like other people.
Right?
Just done.
That's fair, right?
So I feel you.
So when I'm like, I'm trying to explain things to him, I try to do it in a way that like, what were methods that helped me?
Yeah.
The problem is, one, almost offensively, I got called a sociopath and I took like, as my response. Co-worker who'd been working with me all week because we'd been busy, Zach. He's one of the other merchers, and he's like, you know, you're really stoic towards people when things happen. Like, we'll be talking about stories and stuff. Right? And I'm like,
well, that's good.
And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, no, like, on a sociopathic level, he's like, you don't respond like how people would respond. And I'm like, I've been told that a lot, but probably not. And that's, I don't have a good argument other than
Well, yeah. Tell him to man up and deal with it.
See?
Could be
see?
A little girl,
no,
buddy.
Well, no, he's like, have you always, well, because we'll be talking about like real world things, and I kind of just, it's me, so you guys know my response. It tends to be dry.
Doesn't happen in a comic book, it doesn't really happen.
Well, no, and he's like, well, what are things you relate to? And I'm like, you know when Superman dies in Terminator 2? I cry. And he's like, did you cry when your boys were born? I'm like, oh, no, not at all. I can't. Like, that doesn't, yeah. Like, I love him, like, more than anything, but that doesn't do anything for me. Yeah, yeah. He's like, do you cry at funerals? I'm like, no. Not really. I'm like, I kind of make jokes.
I got closer to crying, like when, like, I called you to get off work, and you're like, I can't. And I'm like, no, I'm not coming into work. I was holding shit back. When the boys were born, I'm like, these guys are cool. Whatever.
Yeah. No, like, yeah. Like, I'm not, but I'm not good, but, like, I'm not good. Like, it takes, I don't know, I'm not good. And that's as best I can explain it. He's like, you're probably a bit of a sociopath. And I'm like,
And I go, you're probably like an anti-hero, though.
But not
like, in a way.
Well, no, because
where you're
like,
you're neutral in every way.
Well, no, because like, I know my moral compass absolutely leans towards like good guy-ness.
That doesn't agree with you?
Dude, I've lived with this guy.
He's not neutral.
No, my positive moral convictions are 100% positive to like the point of like a paladin level.
All right.
Like hardcore. If it's a good thing in my mind, I will murder for good. That's not even anti-hero. I will murder for good. That's my perception. Okay. It's not a healthy filter. But it's not a healthy filter, is how I look at my... Like, even when I try, I'm like, oh.
No.
Like, Doctor Who makes me cry. Yeah. Those are human moments. And then, like, real world things happen.
Doctor Who and then make him cry.
It does, right?
I didn't think it would do it. And I'm like, season ending, I'm like...
Yeah, no. Right? He burns up a whole star just to say goodbye.
No,
and, like,
and then the second season, then she says goodbye. And I'm like...
Right?
No.
Exactly that.
I'm like, is this a fucking repetition of the season ending?
You get... Yeah.
I don't want to watch it anymore.
Yeah, no, the show basically just makes you have human feels. But then the real world happens and you're just like...
Donald Trump got elected. I don't give a shit. Fuck.
No. On a dark... Like, all Friday, though, this was great. You could tell the people who supported him or had supported him.
Yeah.
And then
the crowds were smaller because Donald Trump's guys are at fucking work while Obama's guys are off sucking on welfare tit. And I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
America.
Yeah. Those pictures were doctored. Those pictures were taken 20 minutes apart from each other.
Fuck
you.
But you could tell the people who had voted for him and then realized they fucked up, and the people who didn't vote for him, who were we're all in a weird, like, I don't know. Like,
I'm on the ACA, like, and I'm going to get my pre-existing condition
denied. Watching him fail every moment in his whole cabinet, we all kind of like go, no, wait, this sucks, but this shit is hilarious watching it fail. And then they're like, no, because
20 minutes
reasons?
Into his presidency, like not even first fucking day.
So you know my parents are full Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
My mom said today, and my dad said he's a pompous ass. I'm like...
That right there.
Really?
That right there.
Nuh-uh.
Can they retake the vote back?
No.
All right. Ask them if they'd vote for Hillary now.
No, they wouldn't vote for Hillary.
They'd still vote for Trump, even though he's
my... Because his ideals...
Give it like two more months and ask him.
No, it's going to go full speed.
That right there.
They wanted Bernie. I'm like, I love you.
There are so many...
I wanted Bernie too, but apparently the Democratic National Committee didn't want fucking Bernie Sanders.
Apparently, yeah, they're kicking themselves.
Even though he won in Washington, but no, fucking, they split our votes.
Am I the only one who sees the irony in that? Like... Bernie should have had the nomination, right? He won by those votes, right?
Yeah. But it was like every time he won, if he didn't win outright, his votes got split with Hillary.
Okay, no, but that's what I'm saying.
And that was annoying.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Is it ironically like, ha-ha-ha-ha, that situational irony?
Shady thing?
Yeah, like where Hillary wins due to like, well, I mean, the number said so, and you're like, but the number said Bernie, not Hillary. That's semantics. But then she loses due to the Electoral College under the same logic. Like, if the universe is anything, it's just. At the end of the day, the universe is so, like...
Kinda.
Not like the universe itself actively does things.
Okay.
But the events of individuals within said universe will tend to cause their own downfall.
Sometimes, yeah.
So, like, Hillary doing that, fucking herself instead of the greater good. Yeah. She... fucked herself exactly the way she got fucked.
You know what I'm seeing now is you go, well, she won by 3 million votes, and now people are going, well, 4 million illegals voted for her, so in the end of the
which
day.
Which is not an argument.
That's
of
not how it works. No. You can't fucking vote if you're an illegal.
Yeah. But that's the logic of those people is they need now.
Well, they,
it's
they
like
say
they
that
a fucking
they, need
scapegoat.
A reason. They need a reason.
Yeah. It's the alternative truth or what
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's alternative truth. Is those that are what, called lies.
Right?
I mean,
all the fucking way.
It's not like
the
it's
goddamn
all,
press secretary of the White House is saying alternative truth.
There is this is one thing that, in a weird way, I am glad that Big Baby D is president, because I have never seen so many Donnie people Gingles. United. Like, it doesn't matter if you're left, you're right, you're CNN, you're Fox News, you're Satan.
No,
you're
Fox News is getting behind him. Like,
Jeff. Like,
no, his old roommate. Like, no, it was Ted Cruz's old roommate. No, but like, I'm saying, like, he's against masturbation now. He wasn't back in college.
But I'm just saying, on the level that people, where he says things, and when they're, it doesn't matter the side, everyone's kind of like, wait. Shut up. Shut up.
Why didn't they do this a year ago then?
Well, no, because
that's, why didn't that's, we, Justin? That's the fucking problem.
That, why no, didn't that's
no? But that's the issue is where now they're like, that's you well, see, it's,
yeah,
what
a year
it
ago
is,
they didn't think.
Well, what it
gonna
is
get
though
elected.
Is because he's not a real quote unquote party member. Now it is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Haven't you seen Alien vs. Predator?
Yeah.
God, well, that's what it way is though. It's the enemy of my enemy is my friend. You watch that. You watch both sides go. Hold on. Shut up. All of you. Like, everyone, it didn't matter if they were Democrats or Republicans, when they were grilling his cabinet appointees, all of them were like, I have no idea why I got this job.
He owed
me a favor.
Because
they fucking bought into it.
No, but I'm saying the way they essentially say it with the bullshit they spew is, I don't have any experience. I have no idea what this is. I don't know what I'm doing, but he owed me a favor. And I said, sure,
he
Department of Education,
in
he did. And it's like, Department of Education, that's an easy gig. And Bernie and the E-dubs
have you
go,
run a $1 trillion bank?
No. Yeah,
I fucking love Elizabeth Warren.
I do, too.
She fucking pitbulled right into
hood.
Her.
She's hood. She's E-dubs. She's E-dubs
now.
She is straight hood. That bitch, she just was like, boom.
She went for the
stone
regular.
Cold. She was she didn't like.
I look forward to our
one.
Conversations in the future. You're like, oh, I want to see this. So
that right there is, she said it in the tone of your mother going, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed. Yeah.
And
you're
by
like,
disappointed, I'm way fucking mad at you.
And then you're like, or it's like when your parent knows you lied and then they go, oh, so what happened today? And you're like, nothing. I went to the school. I hung out with the guys. We hung out after school, blah, blah, blah. And he came home and they go, oh, really? And you're like, yeah. Anything else? No. You can go to your room. That's and like, then you like start going up the stairs and you're like, well.
That's like the Trevor Noah book, like, dude, when he gets home from jail.
Yeah, when he comes home from jail and his mom finds out.
And no, yeah. He's like, I'm playing it cool.
We're not spoiling it.
It's fine. But
the way that plays out, exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, y'all motherfuckers need to read the Trevor Noah book, yeah. Born a Crime.
I saw it on there.
I'll be 100% real.
It's way fucking good.
I'll be way real. Like, I finished it. It had
he just got tossed out of the car, so that's where I'm at.
That's way early in the fucking
book,
dude.
I just started today.
Okay. Because I'm like, I'm going to elbow you in the fucking throat.
Because I was going to buy that book, and then you're like, what book should I get? I'm like, you should get Born a Crime, because I was going to buy it, and I want to listen to it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No, hold up.
What's up with your taxes? Is it?
Diseases.
Nothing.
Baby mama?
No.
Side one?
No. I don't have any ones. I am good. I'm like.
Are you still bringing the girl we talked about to the Christmas party?
No.
Yeah.
No?
No. I don't know.
You fucking
know.
Are a
no,
man.
No, because.
I like her.
It's Monster Trucks. Next weekend.
I know. I want to take the kids, but I'm like, I'm going to this fucking party.
That's
like,
why her and her boy have tickets for it. Okay. So not it's not like
for
it's
the 27th and shit.
Yeah. So they're gonna be going and doing that. It's
that's the problem. It's that Saturday night.
Yeah. But no, mine. I'm just all like with things right now. I got shit I got to deal with. I got like adult life I'm doing, and I'm focusing on adult.
So it's just you going with those?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because I mean, as much as I want my hetero life mate to go.
I know, I got yesterday off, and then you're like, oh
it's next week, dude.
No,
you didn't tell me until yesterday.
That was me.
Yesterday morning.
Well, no, because remember, we both asked Kathy, right?
No, I asked Kathy 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah.
But you never did.
She came to me, and she's
like,
I
was
like,
Chris
asked fucking Justin.
That was the problem.
So.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I can do that.
I would have loved to eat with you two at that fucking party. It's so great. I worked last Saturday, and I didn't really much have a choice to work last Saturday, but I'm using all that money for the fucking party next week. I love this fucking... No. I'm going to be sad when Kathy quits because I can't go to this party anymore. Because
I would love for it to just be us hanging out, but then, like...
Because I don't know anybody there,
ever. And that's the thing.
I know a couple people you guys work with, but it's usually just me like gleaming onto Kathy. See, I'm so excited you're going to be there this year.
Because like I don't
because we're besties and shit.
Well, yeah. It's not that I don't. This is one of those moments where Justin knows me well enough, and I'm going to say it's not that I don't like people.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come off
as... You don't like those people.
No. I didn't say that. I don't like people, but they're my coworkers.
Yeah. I like Ed.
He has nothing
Ed's like my favorite person there, yeah. man.
And you have no interest in talking to conversate.
I didn't say that.
I also like Big Al Idaho. Big Al, you probably don't.
Nope. You don't like conversing with him.
Al's fucking cool as shit.
They're coworkers, so I converse.
Yeah, because it passes time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have no personal interest in it.
See, he knows me. I've known him long enough that he knows me well enough that I don't even... He says it better without me sounding like...
To be fair, Chris, we all know this about you.
Yeah, but when he says it, he says it would make it so I don't sound like a dick.
Justin's just saying it for us all.
What I would have said it would have just been like, I don't fucking care because...
Fuck these people. I don't
know. No, just... They're interested in working out, sports... And cars, and I'm just like, fuck, stupid. And then when, like, real world things happen, they're like, no, I don't pay attention to that shit, man. I got things to do. Like, what? Well, I got a new insert thing here for insert thing here.
You should totally insert something.
And then I'm just like...
I'm still disappointed. Everybody I told, like, I went to Lawrence Krauss with my friend. It was fucking great. Who's Lawrence Krauss? I'm like, why don't you know who he is?
I did the same thing when I was like, yeah, well, they're like, what'd you
the
do?
Whole and fucking like, 2 days yeah. after
I
that
I was like, I went to Lawrence Krauss and they're like, who's that? I'm like, he's an astrophysicist, it's a science lecture. And they were like, why wouldn't you go
fuck yeah, you and, it's free.
And I stared and I'm like, because I like those things, because it's one of those like, I'm not going to justify myself because you don't find I'm not good. I'm trying to not sound like an asshole.
It's the same thing when we took Elliot to go see the Human Body Project. Everybody's like, you took your 4-year-old to that? It's like, she was the one that wanted to go. Like, wasn't my idea at all.
Kale wants to go to all those exhibits.
How was it?
It was actually really good.
I wanted to go. So Kathy really wanted to go to that, and we just haven't gone. Dude. And it's been here forever, too.
Well, it's gone now.
I know it's gone now. They extended it, too.
Yep,
we
extended it a week.
We never got to it.
I bet it was bitching.
It was really good.
Yeah.
No, I just
turned my mic off. I can't hear me.
No, I turned you down because
I was yelling.
No, you're just you are so close and like your voice.
I'm following the rules.
Yeah, you're following the rules.
Okay, cool, sweet.
Your voice overpowers the rest of us. Like you can hear it in all the other podcasts too. Like your voice is so much louder.
That's all.
So I'm trying.
I'm more than okay with
that
because I know I need to be a little back because my Negroness carries to the mic.
I your bottom adjust lip. For your Negroness.
So has anyone dealt with any just overtly shitty white people? You're white, so they'll totally talk to you, guys.
Bill.
The whole other fucking maintenance department.
Like they've basically been jerking off. They've been circle jerking to Donald.
No, they have anti fucking Hillary. They like point like okay. So you know those tooth or the what do you call them? Thumbnails, the ones that are red.
Yeah,
for her eyes, like fucking everywhere. I'm like, can you not be that stereotypical? I love my guns and I love working on wood and shit.
That is every day of my life talking.
And I'm like, right, what the fuck, man?
I've got two. One of the places out at the airport, all the mechanics have this potato head with vampires and shit. Or it's a Miss Potato Head that's a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they've got a sign on it that says Barack Obama pointing to it.
What the fuck?
Right? And then this motherfucker at one of my stops, like, we talk shit about football all the time because he's a Packers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And
they hella lost today. Oh, my God.
I know. And you know, I was going for the Packers today because my team didn't fucking make it, but we're in the same division.
But see, I like the Falcons because, I mean, they've only been to one Super Bowl, and that was back in 1999.
I was at Matt Diego's house for that Super Bowl, too. And really? I was like, oh, we're going to go watch Super Bowl. And then we just ate a bunch of shit and listened to music in the basement. And we made bets for money.
You didn't smoke any pot, did you?
No. This is fucking middle school, dude.
He's only smoked pot
I
once.
I haven't smoked pot.
Matt Diego,
anyways,
really?
No, but so my other stop was, it was middle school. Matt Diego wasn't smoking, man. He probably ended up. I'm not saying he didn't.
He
Matt Diego's on the
so
fucking.
So in deep shit right now. It's so great.
He's not listening to us.
No.
What happened to my headphones? Anyways, my other one was.
Are you high right now?
No.
You sounded way high. You're no. I was like, it was that like half delay. Like,
don't forget.
Like, you had to go. You're like, what? You're like, did I eat anything that would, nah. What like, am I, all at once.
So I deliver to, like, a couple pot shops and a couple farms. I've got two farms. Who's calling me?
Hell, I heard that through the headset.
I know, me too.
Your vibrate's on mad vibrate.
It's
my... Oh. It's your Chris. It's your mom, Chris.
Yeah, it's your mom.
Yeah.
Pick up.
All right. Well, you're not going
to
fucking hear it.
Talk to your mom. No, you can put it on speaker and put it to the thing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello? What's up?
She calls you J-Row.
Yeah, she calls me J-Row. Come on. What's up?
Are you guys home?
Yeah, we're home.
Hi, Mom.
All my friends are here. That was Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris.
I'm the favorite son.
Are you guys doing your podcast right now?
We are.
Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, everybody.
Justin's an asshole and he waved towards you.
You're such a dick.
You're such an asshole.
Because he doesn't understand how phones work.
I was
gonna
be so happy. If you're doing your podcast, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, you're welcome to come by. You're always welcome to come by. Kids are upstairs, they're cool.
Huh?
The kids are upstairs, they're chilling, watching TV, playing with stuffed animals.
Alright. I'll come by for a little while.
Alright.
Yeah.
We all like you. There's food here. If you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm at Costco. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Alright. There's food. It's not for you. We're going to eat it in front of you, probably.
Oh, okay.
But I won't. I'll share because I'm a better son.
No, you won't even share. You don't share with your own child, dude.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't. I'm surprised he eats sometimes.
Shut up.
All right.
Anyways, I was trying to make a good argument.
No, see you a little bit?
Yeah, so see you in a little while.
All right, sounds good. Right.
Bye, Ann.
Bye.
On that note real fast of not sharing food with the kid, I waited to get Sweeto Burrito because I didn't want to get him anything. I just wanted to get me food and
that's
get the
fucking
thing
legit
that I was going to get him and also eat it myself.
Cool.
Because I was...
Now, see, I've heard mixed reviews of
Sweeto Burrito. Sweeto Burrito is the fucking tits.
Anybody,
if they don't like it,
who
they're bad people.
Anyone with it can go fuck themselves.
Is it better at Alanos?
That's
said
real.
Anything.
The burritos are more flavorful than Alanos, but Alanos has amazing fucking
Is it
burritos.
Better than Go-Go Burrito?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better than Go-Go
yeah.
Burrito.
Better than, not
Go-Go,
bad Go-Go. Good Go-Go, better than Good Go-Go.
Yeah, I remember
but
when
have you
Go-Go
guys
Burrito
had...
was $5 and it was fucking great. And then they went up to way too much because
and then it wasn't good.
They were realizing that $5 burritos was a bad business plan. even though Adelano's has fucking $5 burritos.
Gerardo's. Like, that's my go-to.
Oh, Gerardo's is great.
Gerardo's is
go
the best.
Go to Sweeto Burrito. It's the most Americanized fucking burritos.
That, it's okay. That. It's, okay. It's not,
way
you're
good.
Of
see,
burritos.
I don't want Americanized.
No. So you're thinking of burritos as burritos. You're forgetting what Sweeto Burrito really says is America. 100%.
No, like, for
real. Look at it, like, the Sweeto Burrito, their flagship burrito, is a burrito by all accounts. It's, you know, it's rice, it's beans, it's got, like, shredded pork, I think, is what's in it.
Yeah.
It's good. It's great.
They've got
it's
a fun. Buffalo chicken burrito. They've
the
got
buff
a,
chick.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Buff chick?
The
yeah.
buff chicken.
That's
what, that's
they
what
call
it's
it?
called. It's called the buff chick.
They've got a buff chick
that's
and a white chick, dude.
Yeah.
And I saw someone online, like, I'll be eating a white chick later.
Dude.
I was like, that's fucking
This is how much I love Sweeto. I'm sitting on the couch last night, solo, bored out of my fucking mind, and hungry. Yeah. And I'm a big eater of feelings.
Adelanos or Gerardo's if you want real fucking Mexican food.
Yeah, like, if you want Mexican burritos, yeah.
Like,
but
their tortillas
America,
are the tits.
Yeah, just, but if you so want America in a tortilla.
But Sweeto Burrito's way fucking good.
Dude, I sat on my couch, I went and I looked at it, I'm like, it's a 6-minute drive. I could be back inside 15 minutes.
They fucking, you could probably get that
right
one
now, they don't deliver.
Delivered.
They don't deliver right now because of the roads.
The roads are fine now. They probably don't.
No. Even on their internet thing, it's just pickup. You can only order online, and it says pickup.
Oh,
yeah, it sucks hardcore.
Because I have to go on the fucking shitty roads all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Same, right? Yeah. They don't care. My job's like, and you drive.
They want their packages.
But
I did Cheney last Saturday, and I'm like, why the fuck do people live out here? It was like
our Cheney drivers were so pissed when they came in.
Yeah, but your Cheney drivers do Cheney in the city. I'm out in the fucking sticks. I'm like, why does anybody live here? This is awful.
More life choices.
Because fucking Eastern. That's
but
why.
No,
because they hate people.
Yeah.
No, it's not Eastern. It's these people living in trailers.
It's the people who are afraid that Obama's still going to take
Cheney,
their
right?
guns.
Paul lives in City Cheney. I'm talking about
what?
Cheney is
the
huge.
Outskirts of Cheney?
Like rural Cheney.
Where it doesn't count as Cheney, but by the
Where,
way the land is divided.
It's literally in Cheney, like, city. Or it's in, you know. it's counted as Cheney. Yeah. It's nowhere near fucking.
It's you're the still, land allotted to the city of Cheney.
You're still like 35 minutes outside of the city of Cheney.
Like, yeah. It'd be like from here, going from here to Liberty Lake, but Cheney to somewhere else, but still Cheney.
Cheney, no.
Whoa.
Actual Cheney is fucking huge.
Yeah.
Like, there's it's a lot of there, land.
So
there,
the district is huge then.
Like, the actual city is huge.
Yeah.
There are parts of Cheney, like, parts of Fish Trap Lake that are considered Cheney.
Really?
Fish Trap's, like, 25 minutes outside of the city of Cheney. Like,
yeah, it is.
And they're like, we call dibs here, here, we and call, here.
There are parts of Coeur d'Alene on the back side of the lake.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you've been to my grandpa's house.
Yeah.
That's Davenport still.
Davenport's fucking huge too.
I know.
Davenport's got some ridiculous fucking bullshit and
I find all of it weird because you're just like they have all that undeveloped land or it's like one farmer with an infinite amount of land and he's like, I don't want to share it, I don't want to sell it, I don't want to use it, get off my land, and you're like, what are you gonna do with the land though?
Yeah.
Or like, let the city develop it, and he goes, I'm not gonna use it, I'm not gonna sell it. Get off the fucking land.
Yeah.
Is their logic.
Here's the thing about some of those Cheney fucking houses is they it's all, you know, this whole area is basalt rock, right? It with some topsoil on it. People would like live on top of a rock, and depending on which side of the house you're on is the side the house is going to tilt to. It's fucking ridiculous some of the places these people live.
They were very much and there's no
I not, hate the government. I'm going to go live out in the woods.
Yeah, there's a very
my nearest neighbor's going to be 2 miles.
Yeah.
And my aunt lives way fucking north Liberty Lake and she lives out in the woods. Like and they've spent so much like time caring for their house and the garden around their house is ridiculous cuz my aunt gardens. Their house is worth more than anybody would ever actually pay to live out there.
Because it'll never get developed enough for it to be.
Their closest neighbor is 2 miles away. Like
damn.
See, I personally, I don't know about you guys, I don't know if it's, and there's no real nice way to not
the antisocial part of me is like,
see,
great.
That, but I don't know if it's like a...
The part of me that likes living in the city
is it a white thing that white people just don't like people near them that aren't them? And if they are, they're like 2 miles.
It would
like,
make sense.
I'm being real.
It would make sense.
When you just, even in colonial times, you're like, plot of land. You stay on your side of the fence, I stay on mine. As long as you're white. If you're not... 3 giant plots of land down in a reservation.
There's this weird, like,
and that's, like, 50 miles. I'm just saying, like, you don't see, even in Africa or anywhere, you don't see the farm set up the way, in terms of, like, a community, a farm-esque community. You don't see any other culture have that kind of, like, land mentality. You don't go to China and see a guy with like a bunch of land and then the next neighbor who has, you know, a rice paddy is so far away. They do it as a communal thing.
But
when you see white
that,
farmers,
dude,
like in terms of if you look at just traditionally, white farmers are just like, no, stay the fuck off my land. And you're like, but if you have
some people just
like
don't like
80
laws
acres,
and rules.
What are you gonna do with 80 acres? You're one old guy in a shack. You're pissing a bucket.
Before
stay
my,
off mine.
Before my boss bought like our routes and shit, he was the Davenport driver. He owned his route, and all he did was Davenport and like Medical Lake and shit, and Reardon and Edwell. But all the time, FedEx would come to him, and they're like, "Why don't you try to give this to the neighbor?" And he's like, "The neighbor is 3 miles away." And they hate each other.
See?
Yeah.
Is it really? Like, is it
they literally
thing?
Hate
no,
each other.
You don't he's, like each other as like people? And you don't like anyone, obviously.
Well, yeah, white people hate everybody.
But I mean,
dude.
Like,
yeah.
But like, is it just you hate each other a little less? Or is it like, I mean, like, really? It seems weird to me as a cultural thing.
But do they have a real reason to be upset?
They're white. They have privilege. They're not upset.
They can get
they
to be
privilege.
Go back to that Trevor Noah book, dude. Like,
because that
I knew some of that shit like about apartheid and like how shitty it was, and then you spend time listening to him be like,
"Okay,
no, white people really hate everybody."
For, like, listen to this book if you've and
it kind of gives you the inside to apartheid.
Yeah,
like
on a personal note with that book, although I'm not individually from South Africa. No.
You're a descendant.
My on my dad's side, his dad's side.
Yeah.
Like, they are.
They are from South
Africa? Yeah, they're from South Africa, and his mom is from West.
Because I know like, when slaves were brought over and shit,
yeah.
Their entire history was just erased, yeah. Right?
But you
so I was wondering
lot,
if you knew, like,
yeah,
what
no,
part
that's, yeah.
of Africa.
But listening to that book on a level of personal relatability, when you're not there yet, you're no. close-ish, but when he talks about what it's like to be colored.
The black people hang out with the black people, and the white people hang yeah. out with the black
and
white people.
And colored yeah. people?
But the mixed people
fucked.
Are colored, and
no,
everybody
brown,
hates the colored
called,
people.
Yeah.
No, they're called colored.
Colored
no,
yeah.
they're
just,
colored.
You're colored, and you're fucked. And the way he describes, like, this.
Because
his entire life.
The white
is
or the black part of your body is a whore.
Yep.
And the white part.
I'm at the part where literally they're going to the park and they're walking.
And
he
he's not
a maid.
Yeah. He can't walk with his fucking
mom.
Yeah. He can't
yeah.
walk with his dad.
Yeah.
He's got to walk
so
with the colored.
South Africa. So the way it works.
Yeah. Down the
so
block.
In South Africa, you can't. It's it was illegal. This is how it worked in South Africa and for a time during Jim Crow, especially, but even more extreme here.
I need to read more about Jim Crow. Like, I know it's shitty, and I know it's kind of apartheid-esque,
yeah.
and I need to read more into
it. But the way
it
like, worked out was, in South Africa, it's illegal, or was illegal during apartheid,
for white people?
For white people and black people to make babies or be in any kind of relationship. But what was more
and
extreme
if you
was,
got caught, guess yeah, who really got the brunt
the
of the punishment?
The black person, whether it's if it's the guy,
that, yeah, it
he's
doesn't
beat,
matter.
Killed, put in jail, whatever, it's counted as rape. Even if it's
he
consensual.
He raped a white woman.
If the woman is like, that is my husband, what the fuck? They go, no, he raped you, and will basically kill him on the spot and be like, he
and they might
us.
Put her in jail,
like,
maybe. They might say,
overnight.
Don't do it again.
Yeah. And her, they'd yeah. be like, well, he assaulted you, or you were drunk. If it's a white guy and a black woman, they're like, oh, you were drunk. She's a whore. Doesn't
and they beat
matter.
Her and put
and
her
they,
in
yeah.
jail. Like,
that's, and that is really
even though
how
it's
it
illegal
treated.
For both of you to
so,
be together.
So when
thing.
He was growing
yeah.
up,
yeah.
his dad was Swiss German. And when they would go to, like, if they were out in public on some level, his mom would have to be ahead. They would have a family friend who was colored.
Yeah.
His dad's maid would be with him. And then his dad had to be behind them.
No, across but, the street.
Or across the street, yeah. based on distance.
And all pictures of him as
they
a kid.
Would have been, they would have been dealt with, and he would have put in an orphanage. Like,
damn.
Like, hardcore.
What up?
Did you forget that Justin was here?
You that's did. Easy, because Justin's
never
fucking here.
Never here,
so
that's fine.
Justin,
because
I knew he's here today.
Apparently, we can't math. Okay.
That's fine.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you, guys.
But,
this looks delicious.
Don't give Justin one.
With another one. Danke, Justin. No, Danke, ladies.
No, thank you, guys.
But he's going to try to out-nice you, and you're not going to... No, we are seeing a first for a moment. Jacob has stern, stone-cold face on. Don't look at him. Don't. You're going to lose. He's going to win this one. Hardcore, too.
Do
holy
it.
Shit, you need to take that from him.
Jacob's an Eagle Scout, dude.
He's won.
He fucking...
He's won. He's dealing. Nope. He's
where's
tolerating.
Nose?
He's tolerating hard. He's going to win this
We're
one.
Not going to help you, Justin.
Nope. Holy shit.
Come on. Come on.
Justin just lost one.
Oh.
Jacob,
Jacob.
High five.
It's the first
fuck
episode.
Yes.
Oh, he didn't have headphones on. Why didn't you tell me he had headphones on?
Why would we give you the advantage on any level?
Yeah.
That was an amazing
you.
Moment
you
in life.
Can't use your fucking eyes.
I didn't want to look at him.
Because he had the stone cold face was like, fucking took it. And you're like, wow, that's, I guess, look. I mean, is it going to be rape? Take it. Okay. But no, like, on a personal level with the Trevor Noah book, though, it's called Born a Crime. Again, for those listening, check it out. On a personal level, although I did not grow up in apartheid South Africa, the
you
way
grew up
he
in one of the whitest fucking
yeah,
cities
but
in
the way
world.
He describes the experience of being colored in school and day-to-day life was disturbingly relatable.
Listening
way,
to him,
like,
I was like, that's what Chris says about growing up.
It's 100% what it was like, except for the whole, like, they lived in shanty towns and stuff. But
where you bought, way, where you kind of saved up money to buy a room.
Yeah. Or the way buy they, the, yeah. The way they looked at it in South Africa, like, when you listen to it, is like, when they have a house, the extended family lives in a one room place. Depending on the region, like, they all have their different cultures and their styles, and then they all save up money and then add another room slowly over time to the house to accommodate. Go, look how much money we have made. Look at the money we have made as they expand.
Well, that's
their
also
house.
To bring family in. So.
No, and that's the thing, yeah. And it's because of the conditions of apartheid that kind of reinforced that. But the way it worked is, disturbingly, when you listen to the book, you see a lot of parallels now with the last year or so with, and not even just year, but in general, the culture of things of the Black Lives Matter, the you can't, like, the white privilege notion, where like, no, we don't have that. And it's like, you don't, when you're white and you say you don't have privilege, it's
all lives matter.
All lives matter, right? But the way he describes it is disturbing. You listen to it and you're like, holy fuck, that's it now. Yeah, and that's what makes it great. Like, you hear, he's telling you this story, and there are moments like, I didn't get, like, emotional, but I certainly had a level of relatability I've never felt before in my life. I have never heard someone who, by all extents and purposes, even as Kale puts it, Dad, he looks like you, when we watch him on The Daily Show, and I'm like, he does kind of. He goes, no, he looks like you.
Y'all are both kind, like, of the same shade, right? And shit, right?
And yeah.
Like, and I'm kind of digging The Daily Show more now that I know now where that, he's, yeah, come from, exactly. And shit.
Like, when you listen to his story, you, there's something that, for me, I was like, there is no one else that I could have been like, right? And that's all you would have had to have said in life was, yeah, right? Like, we would have looked at each other in the street and been like, right? And that would have been it.
Because we got you.
Not said.
But we're all your white friends, Jim.
Yeah, like, yeah. No, of course. But you guys need to listen to it. It is so, it's perfect. It's probably one of the best books I've listened to ever. Wow. Like, I think I almost like it more than Kevin Smith's book, but I think it's out of relatability.
Tough Shit?
Yeah, but compared to Tough Shit. I love Tough Shit, but in terms of personal relatability,
Tough Shit is one of the easiest listens
ever. Yeah. Ever.
Even reads. But, like, I bought it because I wanted it, and I haven't read it yet, but I'm sure I'd read it in the same voice that he, because,
yeah,
I've listened to it so many times.
Yeah. But I think it's one of those, like, I love them both, but in terms of personal relatability, I don't think I've ever been able to relate. I'm not good at relating to people, which is probably, like, that extends into the whole me not getting, yeah, people. But sociopath.
Yeah.
But I mean, really, like, psychopath, I don't, in terms of but in terms of relatability to, like, the human condition, I don't get that. Like, there's the quote unquote Black culture, quote unquote white culture. Then the way I look at it is, like, the American culture. It's a bit of everything. You know, like, Sweeto Burrito is a great example. You know, like, you have this American culture thing. Oh, so baseballs. But there's the culture we have, but I don't have an identity, a personal identity in that regard. Like, I've had to develop my own in its own way over the years, to where I cannot relate just to this, because, like Trevor Noah's had to experience,
yeah,
he was not Black in the Black people's eyes. He was not white in the white people's
eyes. Even post-apartheid, he had problems.
He is seen as less than or a traitor to either side. And there's no other way to describe it other than that's exactly what it feels like at times when people are like, you're a good one, or you listen to rock, or why don't you like BET, or you like large women because you're Black, or how's that gangster music, or insert famous Black person here, so apparently you know them all. Like, in terms of that, like,
well, you don't know, a little cheesy?
No, right. And it's like, or when they're like, don't you listen to the music? I'm like, I don't listen to music. You're all fucking stupid. Like, there's no other way for me to respond to it because I don't do it. I don't relate to it. I don't have any of that. And so they're like, oh, well, that's just because you're the whitest Black guy we know. It's always funny, ha ha ha. But in terms of, like, the way, like, Trevor describes it, is still a level of alienation.
Yeah.
There, it's like, you don't. Because I don't fall under any category. So listening to that book, I'm like, holy shit, I have one other human being that I can relate to.
You got plenty of other human beings.
Yeah, but when you but the way the media the way the media portrays it is like they are Black people. In no way do they go, a mixed guy is a white guy. Not one time. They go, oh, he's a Black guy, like Obama. He's Black and his mom happened to be, or his dad was white, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so his dad is white.
Getting
so,
back to, no, his mom was white.
But on that,
his dad was Kenyan.
Oh yeah, but yeah. But on the logic of that though,
no, I'm not even joking.
They
his dad
see,
was
no,
Kenyan,
but I'm, like, but I'm saying they don't see it that way. You don't see him and go, oh, he's a mixed guy, and he is our president. People are like, he is our first Black president. Like, somehow being Black is greater than being quote unquote mixed,
or it's something,
or
to
less
use against
than being
him,
white,
yeah.
Or it's he's used against him. They're not like, oh, well, the white side, well, that's where all his good qualities come from. Or he's Black, so you know how he can be. That, like, those kind of notions, and it's, again, they don't ever refer to him as, he is our first mixed president. He is not our, they're not like, he is a president. He is a human being. He is as equal to all of us, regardless of how he looks. He is never treated that way. And it's one of those things, like, I observe because I get to be mixed. So when I see it, I'm like, oh, that's, yeah, no.
Your dad got
like, it's that
observation.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it's like, it's that level of observation that I take on a situation where it's like, of course, he's the black
A lot of people
president.
Are not open minded, though. So they don't.
No, it's not even a level of open mindedness. It's not. It's
they're
like,
not open to, like, change and want.
But,
accepting
but no, even,
of that,
even
that
black
shit,
people
though.
Look at it as like, oh, he is our black president. I'm like, why isn't he just the president? The
president.
Why does it have to be?
Because everyone has like, to have a like a.
No, you don't have to though.
Label.
It doesn't have to be that.
Oh, but
they
got
people,
it. Dude.
But
they
have
to.
Like
they have
it's
to
how
have
it's the way it's like the way the society ingrains it is like I can understand the difference between a, having a guy president and a girl president. I understand that in terms of context. Like this is our first female president. That is an opposite sex. Therefore, that is a I can understand making
on
that
those
a thing.
Same relations.
But.
It's
the they're
same
still a
thing,
human being.
Dude,
they
like,
are a president. That is when they go, Madam President, would be treated just as equal as
Bill
Mr.
Clinton
President.
Would have been the best first lady.
Oh God, 100%. Yeah.
But now we got Ivanka, and she just fucking plagiarizes shit. And
well, no, and yeah, and it's but it's frustrating though.
Isn't it Melania
or Melania? Yeah.
Whatever.
The they're all the fucking same.
Yeah,
whatever.
She probably plagiarized her name too. It's probably yeah. She's not even probably that
well,
same
no,
person.
Ivanka didn't she accuse him of rape? And that's why she divorced him.
No, Ivanka's his daughter. She's accusing him of rape, kinda.
No, but I thought like one of his first wives was named Ivanka as well.
I don't know,
like the first or the second one.
Yeah,
of his four,
and accused him of
but,
rape, and that's why they divorced.
But she got the settlement out of court thing.
Yeah,
so it's cool.
So even now she can't say shit. Not so that it would matter.
He can grab her by the pussy anytime he wants.
Yeah. Although I will say,
who elected this fuckstick, dude? Like, it wasn't any of us.
Nope. We voted for him.
Nope.
Car.
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 Car. Car.
Fucking white people. Life.